Okay, Dine Birchas Shechiyonu v'Toyva Meitiv. Beis, Chayav Adam Levarachas Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy Gamal Ara. A person is Chayav to make a bracha to Hashem even on the bed. Shenemar v'hafta es Hashem l'kecho v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol me'adecha v'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha, with your two desires, b'yetzer toiv v'yetzer hara. Pirish gam kishu oisik b'inyonei oylam hazeh yikayim b'chol drochecha de'eyu. Even if you are Isaac in Yana Elam Hazeh, you should be Mekayim B'chol D'rochecha De'eyu. B'chol Nafshecha, Hafilu Hu Noitel Es Nafshecha, even if he takes your nefesh, meaning you have to sacrifice your life, depending on for which, you know, the big three, for Shvichas Domim, Gili Arayis, and Dezor. B'chol Meidecha, B'chol Mamayincha, with all your money. Davar Acher, B'chol Meidecha, B'chol Mido Mido Shu Moide Lucha, any measurements that he gives to you, B'mido Toiva, B'mido Paronius, whether he gives you good or bad, having ma'idelo, you have to thank him. Meaning you have to thank Hashem for everything. Mahu mevarach. So what bracha do you make when you're thanking Hashem on the bad? Al shmuas rois mevarach baruch ata Hashem lekinam el chalom dayon ha'emes. Not right. People say baruch dayon emes. Right. It's not dayon emes. It's dayon ha'emes. Right. The true judge. And if you have many shmuas at one time, bein tovus bein rois, whether they're good or whether they're bad, dayloi bebracha achas. It's enough for one bracha. B'chayav on the baruch gamal ara b'deya shlema. Person is chayav to make a bracha on the bad b'deya shlema u'benefesh chafetz. Meaning, you don't just do lip service. It has to be mamish with a complete mind and a nefesh chafetz. Meaning, a nefesh that wants it. K'may shu mevarach ala toiv, the same way make a bracha on the good. Shenemar chesed u'mishpat ashira, chesed u'mishpat asing. L'cho Hashem Azamera, to you Hashem, I'm going to sing. Now we're actually learning this Sunday morning. What the difference is between Shira and Zimra, right? Im Chesed, say if it's Chesed, Ashira, then I'm going to sing. Im Mishpat, Ashira, and if it's Mishpat, I'm going to sing. Kigam Hara, because the same, because the bad La'ivde Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi, to those that are Ovid Hashem Yisbarach, he simchasam v'tayvasam, it's their simcha and their good. Since he's being makabel with love, what Hashem was gozer on him, with his emuna, then it's all kaparas of his averus. Nimtza, kipa kabbalah, it's ra, zu, hu, Ovid Hashem, with being makabel, the bad, he's Ovid Hashem, v'avoyde, he's simchaloi, and the avoyde is a simcha to him. You hear what he's saying? And he's saying like this. It's a heavy mussar. But he's saying that for somebody who's an Ovid Hashem, even the bad is happiness. Why? Because when he's makabel, when he accepts the bad with love, right? Then he says that the reason why he got something bad happened to him is as a kapara. So then by him being makabel the bad, He's an Ovid Hashem, and then Memelev doing the avoda for the Rabbanu Shalom is a simcha to him, right? Because if you taka the right Ovid Hashem, then it's a simcha for you.
We're supposed to say the full bracha, baruch dayan ha'emes.
Well, we don't do that nowadays, but unless it's mamish for when tearing kriya and all that. But we say without Hashem's name. But in theory, you could say it with Hashem's name.
You're saying if when people lose a parent or something, they say full bracha.
Yeah, before they tear kriya, yeah.
So only
theory,
then, not
theory,
when they hear.
No. That's why we say baruch dayanos. We say without Hashem's name.
Right. So meaning,
yeah.
why bedavka they wait until kriya?
Okay, I think there for sure you make the bracha when tearing kriya. For sure, there's no question on the Hashem's name.
I'm saying probably the real feeling is when they hear first time.
Yeah, that could be. Well,
yeah.
if they're there, my father was nifter. I tore kriya right after he was. When you're there by the patira, the basic halacha is if you're there at the patira, you tear kriya and you make the bracha. Yeah, but it seems like that the minig is not to do that anymore.
So we don't say it anymore.
Yeah,
So
I
why do you
think, I
say
think.
why do you say Dayan? Why is Dayan?
It's Dayan, Dayan Emes. Yeah, not Din.
Dayan, yeah,
Mo
Dayan Emet, yeah.
Most people think it's Baruch Dayan Emes. They just, because they're saying it fast. So it's,
Hayamas, Dayan
yeah.
Hayamas.
Gimel, Higiel of Taiva. Let's say something good happens. You Taiva. You hear good
Okay. What
news.
is it? What is it? Hayamas?
Dayan Ha-Emes.
Hayamas?
Dayan Ha-Emes. Or if you're on chats, it's BDE,
In capital.
which is wrong because it should be BDH
You see
or B.
sometimes some of these people like they're the
Yeah.
same or they write a BDA shit.
Okay. They're the educated texters. Yeah. So Alpha Pisha Dvar Marin Shatoiva Zu Tigram Loi Ra, even though it looks like that this good thing is going to cause him bad. Let's say somebody finds a Metziah, and if the king finds out that you found his lost object, he's going to take everything away from you. Right? Still, you make an atoiv ametiv. Let's say something bad happens. You hear something bad. Even though it looks like this bad news is going to be a good news. Let's say a flood flooded his fields, mazik to us, and it's damaging his grain, which seems to be bad. But when the flood leaves, it's going to be good for him. Shehishka sedeva, because now he has a totally irrigated field. Because you go with what it is right now. Shein mevarach, we don't make a bracha on what's in the future. El al masheira ata, only on what is going to be right now. Right? Fine. Dalit. La'olam yehi adam roga loymer koma davar rachmana l'tav avid. A person should say that anything that Hashem does good for you, he's it's good. Hey, yalda ishtoi zachar, if a guy's wife gives birth to a son, mevarach hatoiva ametiv. Right? It's and the toiva ametiv because it's good for him and for his wife. Right? Vegama isha tevarach kein, and a woman also says the bracha. Let's say she dies while giving birth. Then he only makes the Shechiyonu. Go try figuring that. He makes the Shechiyonu because it's not, this HaTov is made meant for multiple people. It's no good for somebody else because she's not alive. Let's say the father dies before the baby is born. Then she will make Shechiyonu.
So why a boy? Why Zohar?
Because a zacher you're happy with, and a kever you're not.
That's what it, I mean. Not. I know. I'm
I
serious. So why would I tell you? That's what it says.
say.
The Mishnah
Saying.
Brura brings. The Mishnah Brura brings. Maybe for a nekeva you can make a shechiyanu, because it's no different than if you didn't see a friend for a long time. So you can make a shechiyanu. So this is a lost friend that you never saw. So the Mishnah Brura says, yeah, you can, but.
But both of also both parents. Both parents.
Both parents, yeah. I'm saying one could be mighty to the other.
So why did Rav Nata
Since
not
it's like
tell you?
nicht gefährlich. Okay.
Why did Rav Nata tell me what he told me? I don't know.
Yeah.
What did he tell you?
That it was somebody who had a choice to choose whether they're gonna have a boy or a girl. And they wanted to know. So I said, at Pashas, you should have to choose a boy, right? Because you.
How to meet you?
But not HaTov, it's the Gemara's, and this HaTov HaMetiv also, that there's a positive to have boys. So, okay, so then if it's B'yodcha to choose a boy, so I thought to choose a boy, I asked him not to Greenblatt, and he said, look, we love Dafka. So, I don't know.
So if it's love Dafka, it should be how to on both children. I
Right,
mean,
so I don't know why, you know, I
any
don't know what
child
he's
is sort
thinking.
of a. Any child is a source of happiness, sort of for a.
Right, but that's not what the Shulchan Aruch says. So it's not a sadness, chas v'shalom, but it's tava meitiv. It goes on boys. Okay, I don't know. Vav meis aviv v'yechem yishar kroivav. If the father dies or one of the relatives, ayafilu ena kroivav elashu adam kosher. Or even if he's not a relative, but he's a kosher person. And kosher again, talmud chacham shu mitztar alav. And kosher again is a talmud chacham that you have pain that he died. Mevarach baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam dayan haemes. Like we say, B'loy Shem U'Malchus, without using Hashem's name. And let's say the father left him a Yerusha, an inheritance, he makes the bracha Shechayonu. I mean, he makes both, Dayan Emes and Shechayonu. And if he has brothers who are going to split the Yerusha and hopefully not fight with each other, because it's good for them and good for the brothers. Right? Fine. Zayin. Bono ikona bayis. Let's say somebody builds or buys a house. Ikona kelim or mabushim chashuvim. Or he buys utensils or mabushim chashuvim. So then, afilu hayu lekayotze be'elu tchila. Even if he has similar ones, tchila meaning he has a suit, but now he got a new suit. Ela she'elu loyayu shaloy me'olam. But he never owned this particular suit. Lafuki machron v'chazer ikona, that comes to exclude. Let's say you sold it and you went back and bought it. Fusam me'ach behem, and he has to be happy with them. Mevarach shechiyanu, then he can make a shechiyanu. And if it's meant for family, let's say it's a couch or a car, then it would be a tov ha'meitiv. V'yeshevarach b'shas ha'kinyan, and you should make the bracha when you purchase it, oy gemar ha'binyan, or when you finish the building, afal pisha dayin le'nishtamash, even if you haven't used them. Because the bracha is only on the simchas halev when you're happy, when you're koinit. Right? But if it has to be tailored and stuff like that, then you would make the bracha when you wear it. Right? Now, whether you make this bracha or not, many people don't make these brachas nowadays. The Rama brings a lot of these brachas that we don't make nowadays, so that's up to you, particular minig. Fine. When you wear a new clothing, you varach malbish arumim, you make a bracha malbish arumim. You already made the bracha in the morning. You go back and make a bracha when you wear a new clothing. But if you're wearing it in the morning, then you'll be potter with this bracha. Somebody who buys a hat, when he puts it on his head, and with a belt, and there are those that disagree. It's best to wear it the first time in the morning, and have kavana to pata with these brachas, and brachas, that you say it in those seder brachas. Konaloi talis shal mitzvah. If he's kind of a talis of mitzvah, then once you put the tzitzis on it, then you can make the shechiyonu. And if you didn't bench then, if you didn't make the bracha then, you make the first time you put it on, after the bracha of lasate b'tzitzis. And those that disagree and say that would be a hefsek, so then you should make it first. All right? So that's was that what we finished, or we have one more? I forgot what you said.
Ches is the last one for the recording,
so that's it, right? So we'll finish with that. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll do another one.